Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Chav Tes. We are holding on daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. We are four lines from the end of the page on daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Al Da'a Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should return home safely. And it's also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Kapel, commemorating the yard site of Ken's father, Israel Kapel, whose personal memoir of his survival of the Holocaust in Belgium with many miracles was just published. Yisrael ben Yaakov Emanuel, his neshama, Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we started to discuss yesterday is where we know the concept of Cheskas Gimel Shanim from. Where do we derive it from? So we had one suggestion yesterday that it must come from Sharamuad, but then the Gemara concluded that would only make sense according to the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that the Gimel Shanim do not need to be 3 full years, that it's really about 3 events, and therefore it would align with Sharamuad. So the Gemara is going to start with the four more explanations of where else we might have gotten Cheskas Gimel Shanim from. According to the Chachamim, where else could it have come from? Then in the middle of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to tell us a Chiddush of Rav Huna that we need Ritzufos, and that the 3 years need to be consecutive, one after the other. You cannot have a year now, and then 4 years from now, and then in 6 years from now. No, it has to be one right after the other, and the Gemara is going to question that from a couple of places and give us an exception or two to that rule. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, how does one develop a Cheskas Gimel Shanim on a house? Because the normal use of a house is day and night. But how does anybody know what you're doing at night? No one really sees you at night, so do people know that you're actually living in the house at night? Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to discuss how you develop a chazaka when you have two different partners that own a field together and they switch off years. So is it impossible to develop a chazaka because there's my year, then your year, then my year, then your year? So no one ever gets Cheskas Gimel Shanim Ritzufos. Then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about chazaka on a field or part of a field that's untillable. Meaning, what do you do with a field that you can't plant anything and you can't work the field? How does one develop a chazaka if the normal way of developing being chazaka is doing all the regular plowing and planting and harvesting and everything else? What do you do about a field that you can't do any of those things? Then the daf is going to conclude with whether we trust a chazaka when the marakama claims to have also lived there, meaning the guy who's machzik says, well, I've lived here for 3 years, and the marakama says, well, gamani, I've also lived here for 3 years. So is that does that take away the chazaka of the fellow who claims to have purchased that karka? So let's begin again, 4 lines from the end of the page, on daf chav ches amud beis. So the Gemara says, L'rabbanan mai, according to the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore do not learn cheskas gimel shanim from the case of Sharamuad. So then where are they going to learn cheskas gimel shanim from? So I'm Rav Yosef Kruksiv. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Sados bakesef yiknu, v'chasov b'sefer v'chasom. So Yirmiyahu Hanavi tells the people that they could buy fields, and they should write shtaros and sign those shtaros and have Edom sign the shtaros. Sharei Navi Omeid Be'eser. The Navi was having this conversation in the 10th year of Tzidkiyo HaMelech. Mazhir Alachasasrei. And he was telling all of those people that were buying fields during the 10th year about the 11th year where Yerushalayim is going to be taken over by Bavel and they're going to be sent out of Yerushalayim, and he was warning them that they should write a shtar mechira and have Edom sign that shtar mechira because they're not going to have enough time to have a chazaka on the field. They're only going to have 2 years. They're going to have this year, the 10th year, and they're going to have next year, the 11th year. And afterwards, when they return from Galus, people are going to say, oh, the mechira never happened, and they're going to take away their fields from them because they never had a cheskas gimel shanim. So he says, the only way you're going to be able to prove ownership of this field absent a cheskas gimel shanim is by hanging on to that shtar. So you better hide these shtaros really well. So what do you see from this pasuk? That 2 years is not enough to make a chazakah. So it must be that 3 years is enough to make a chazakah, and that's why that's a makor for the sheet of the chachamim that cheskas habatim and sados etc. is done, is accomplished in 3 years. So the Rishonim will point out, you see from this pasuk that 2 years is not a chazakah, but you don't necessarily see from this pasuk that 3 years is a chazakah. The Metzius was, it was going to be 2 years. So, and he told them, that's not going to work. So the Rabbanan also, the Ramban points out, must learn from Shor HaMuad that a chazakah happens in 3 years. It's just that the kasha was that, well, then when it comes to aspasta, it should be 3 months. Meaning, if it comes to three cycles that could happen more quickly, you should be able to develop a chazakah more quickly. So no. So to that, we have the pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, no, it doesn't work that way. It needs to be 3 full years. That the limud is not 100%, does not 100% match Shor HaMuad. But we're still relying on Shor HaMuad for the magic number 3. We wouldn't have come up with the number 3 had it not been for Shor HaMuad. So Amale Abaye says back to Rav Yosef, this is not a clear raya. It could be that chazaka works even in 1 year. And Yirmiyahu was telling them to write a shtar. Very simple. Maybe he was just trying to give them good advice. You're buying the field. You want to make sure that you don't have problems later on. There's going to be a lot of chaos in the world. There's going to be a lot of chaos in society. Get a shtar and put it away. Maybe that was just simply good advice. And then you won't have to... Meaning, you know, if you're going to have a chazakah 70 years later, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to find people that were alive 70 years earlier that could be made that you were in that field, that you were in that property for 3 consecutive years. What a hassle that's going to be. It's going to be very hard to find. So what was life expectancy already, back then? And where are you going to find people like that? So that's not a workable plan. So Yirmiyahu was giving them good advice that you want to get a shtar to make sure that you'll have a raya that will withstand the test of time. Now Tosus points out that the Gemara could have also asked on this makar that it could be that the Navi was in the middle of the 10th year and telling them about the beginning of the 11th year, and that's why you had to warn them, because that's not enough time to have even a shana achas, to have even one year. But maybe in a chinami, 1 year would be a good enough chazaka. Meaning it could be that it was just a few months' time that they were going to be out of there, that they were going to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Tosos points out, Dibur Maskel the Dilma, that the Gemara really could have given could have asked differently. Hachanami Matzil Mifroch V'Dilma B'toch Eser Havokai U'Maskel Tchilas Achasasrei the Tchilas Achasasrei, and therefore Delaka Afilu Shana U'Liolim B'Shana Achas Havi Chazaka. Maybe you could really have a Chazaka in 1 year. This wasn't even that. So the Rach explains, Tosus quotes V'Rach Pirish, Rav Yosef Yalav Hachi V'Garish Harei Navi Omed B'Teisha U'Masrael Yud Al Yud Aleph, that it was in the 9th year and he's warning about the 11th year. So during the 9th year, since after 3 years in the 11th year they're going to be thrown into Galus and they're going to lose all the Shtaros. So since the 3 years are going to pass, the Navi was Mazir from the time of the Azhar Sanavi to buy the fields, they're going to have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and when they return from Galus, they could rely. They would rely on that. So the Rishonim say, but the Girsa that we have is very clear in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that in the 10th year, this conversation was happening in the 10th year, and also according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if the makar of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is that in those 3 years from the time Yirmiyahu was warning them till the time they came into Galus, so there's no makar, meaning that's the makar for actual 3 years. There's no makar that has to be miyom liyom, like the Chum say, because from the Chodesh Asiri in the 9th year, where Yirmiyahu was having this conversation according to Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa, until the 4th month of the 11th year, where it was Hufka Yair, it was only 18 months in between them. So according to this day, there would be no makar for the idea of Cheskas Gimel Shanim Miyom Liyom. So, okay, so that's the how the Rishonim rejected Rabbeinu Chananel. But bottom line is, according to our Gerson, according to our Libud that we're trying to have, maybe Yirmiyahu was only giving an Eitzah Tova, and says Gemara, and I'll prove to you it must have only been an Eitzah Tova, and it was not a statement of Halacha. Di Lote Mahachi, if you're not going to say that Yirmiyahu was giving an Eitzah Tova, Yirmiyahu had further conversations with those who had already gone into Galus Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar already sent people into Galus from Yerushalayim with the Galus of Yechaniah Melech Yehuda, which was 11 years prior to the Galus in the days of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. And he told those people, Binu Vatim Vishevu Vinitu Ganos V'Ichlas Pirion. Build houses, get settled, plant gardens, eat the peros, meaning you're not coming back tomorrow. It's not like you escaped a war-torn country and then, you're going to return in a week or two when all of this blows over. It's not blowing over. It's going to be probably for the rest of your lives, or it's going to be for many, many decades. So you want to build yourself a life where you are. So my kamar, what's he telling? He's telling them a halacha? No, it's a tova kamash malan. He's giving them good advice that since the Golus is going to last 70 years, you have to live there. So Achinami ate a tova kamashmalan. So over here also, when he told them sadus because of yiknuch, sov b'sefer v'chasom to write shtaros, it was an eitzah tova. And teda, and we could even prove it from this advice itself that it was an eitzah tova. Meaning we've already proven that Yirmiyahu was giving eitzah tova in general from the fact that he gave advice to other people, to the people that are already in Galus, and that was obviously eitzah tova territory. But even within this advice of writing shtaros, he was giving eitzah tova dichsiv, because the pasuk says that he tells them to write a shtar, unesatam kli cheres leman yamdu yomim rabim, and he says, and you should put the shtar in a kli cheres, because then it's going to last a long time, because it will be well protected in a kli cheres. That's a halacha? No, obviously an eitzah tova. That's obviously something that's simply good advice. So that's a raya that Yirmiyahu was only giving good advice, and therefore the second possible source of how we know Cheskas Gimel Shanim is rejected, right? Meaning it can't be from the fact that Yirmiyahu was warning them in the ninth year about what's going to happen in the tenth year. It must be that there's some other source. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says a third possible source, and this one is a svara, that Shata Kamaisa Machal Inish. The first year that you're in somebody's field, the original Marakama, the original Bailam is going to be Mochel. Tarti, the second year, Machel. He'll still be Machel. Tlas, lo Machel. Third year, he's not going to be Mochel anymore, and he's going to make a Macha'a if it really belongs to him. Now, this guy did not make a Macha'a, and therefore it must be that it no longer really belongs to him. So that's the svar, that a person is Mochel on you using his field up until 3 years. So the Chacham Mor Koveya, that a Chazaka will be established in 3 years, but no less than that. So Amalei Abaye says, well, if that's the case, it's all about mechila elameata. If a person is mochel on the payros that you eat in the first 2 years when you go into his field, then even if a person was in the field for 2 years and the marakama came and made a macha'a before you developed a chazaka, so you're going to have to give back the field. You should say, I'm happy to give back the field, but whatever I ate, I ate. Meaning whatever profits I was able to take out of that field, to extract from the field, that I'm keeping for myself, because you were mochel. You saw that it was going on, and you were mochel. So why does Rav Nachman say that if the Ma'arer brings Edim, that the guy was machzik for 2 years in his karka, and no longer than that, and the machzik doesn't have a shtar that says that he owns it. So hadrara vihadri piri, that the karka has to go back, and you got to pay back. You have to pay back for all the payrolls that you ate during that time. You see that a person is not mochel on someone who's being machzik in his karka, even for 2 years. So it must be that that's not the source of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So says the Gemara, a fourth possible source of the concept of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, also a svara. Ella Amarava, we adjust it slightly. Not that someone's mochel the first 2 years. Why would I be mochel if you moved into my property and started taking all the profits for my property? No, it's Shata Kamaisa Lo Kapid Inish. A person's not going to be so makbid about it that he's got other things on his mind, so he's not going to necessarily immediately pay attention to it. Tarti Lo Kapid. The second year, also, he may not be so makbid about it. You know, someone gets in your way, takes your seat, and like, you wait, you see, maybe they'll leave, maybe they'll go on their own. I don't like to have to confront people. No one likes confrontation. patient. So I'll wait. I'll see if they're going to go on the road. So 2 years, you're not makbid. You're going to wait and see if it just resolves itself. But tlas kapid, in the third year, then a person is going to be makbid, since he didn't, the bailam didn't say anything for 3 years. So it's muchach that he must have actually sold the property. Now Tosas raises the question that if in Dibra Maskel Shasa, Tosas says Tema Minolan Rabbi Shmuel Dafki Yolf Mishar Amuad Velo Rabbanan Inunami Matzikamri Mishar Amuad. Meaning, according to this, the Rabbanan also could derive it from Shar Amuad. Tahenu Taima Nami Dileel the Gamri Shar Amuad to give him the Kapid Begimel Zimnin Velo Micha Imkein Vade Machra Onasolo. Isn't this exactly the lashon of the limud that we had from Shar Amuad, that Shar Amuad was 3 times, and over here also 3 times a person's going to be makbid, and not more, 2 times, 2 times a person's not going to be makbid. When it comes to 3 times, a person will be makbid. So it's not just a svara, meaning this seems to be also a limud from Shar HaMuad. So it says, tells us, no, v'yesh lo medol dami, tevadid Rabbi Shmuel dozal basra achilos, shapri masli megimu Shar HaMuad, demazim uksak nagchon begimul pa'amim avkan b'sholosh achilos. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that's not totally in years, it's not totally in the amount of time. It's totally in the amount of times that an event happened, that an achila happened. That's a match to Shar HaMuad. That works to Shar HaMuad. So he wouldn't watch someone using his property 3 times by 3 harvests and not say anything. But Avil Rabbanan, the Tali B'shiyuz Man, but according to the Rabbanan, that it's all about time. Kami Yishav Yakbid Lo Shayech L'migmar Mishar HaMuad. That you don't derive from Shar HaMuad, because Shar HaMuad has nothing to do with Zman. So Amalei Abaye, but Abaye rejects Rava anyway. He says, Ela Me'ata, if the chazakah is created based on the fact that the bailam was not makbid, kigon hani debay bar el yashiv. What about those people like the bar el yashiv who apparently were a known family, dekapti afilu aman decholaf amitzvatitu, who apparently were extremely private or protective of their properties, and they were makbid, extremely makbid, on someone who goes into their property even just for a few moments? Right, there are some people that just have a regular property. Some people have a family around their property. Some people have a big fence. Some people put signs, beware of dogs. Some people put, you know, trespassers will be shot, survivors will be shot again, right? Meaning that they have, this Bay Bar El Yashiv, they were extremely, extremely careful to protect their property. They didn't want anyone stepping on for even a second. So, I'm going to say, Tili Alter Avi Chazaka, it's all totally on when the guy's makbid. So you go into their properties, so you get a Chazaka like it's Metaltalin right away. And maybe you can say, yeah, that's how you would develop a chazaka in the Nechseid Be'bar Yashiv. Then it's not really a takanas chachamim to have cheskas gimel shanim. It's all going to be based on the psychological analysis of the marakama, that what kind of person is he? Is he normally careful? So the chacham don't make takanas like that. The chacham always give a very set halacha. That's the way they operate. So you can't. That can't be the svara that it's about hakpada, because hakpada would lend itself to too many different takanos. I mean, it wouldn't be a single unified takana. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says a fifth and final possibility. The reason for cheskas gimel shanim is shata kamaisa mizdarin ish b'shtare. It's for the first year a person will still be careful to hang on to his shtar because he's not yet fully settled. He doesn't yet know that there's not going to be any problems. Tarti utlas mizdaher, a second and third year, a person is still going to be somewhat careful to hold on to a shtar, but tfeilo mizdaher. After 3 years, it's not normal for a person to still be watching over that shtar, right? Meaning there's a certain expectation of how long you need to keep things in your files. Right? Someone was just telling me that a relative is a doctor who retired, so there's actually a certain number of years that you need to hang on to the files. And then after that number of years, you don't have to hang on to the files anymore. You can probably digitize everything. But after that number of years, it's not your responsibility to hang on to the files anymore. So a person is careful to hang on to their shtar for 3 years. So after 3 years, when you're machzik in the karka, you don't have to show your shtar anymore. And therefore, that's why you have a chazaka in that karka. So according to this answer, the reason for cheskas gimel shanim has nothing to do with the mechila of the marakama. It's just that for more than 3 years, a person's not going to be careful about his shtar, so he's machzik in the karka. So the Rabbeinu Yonah raises the question, what, and the other Rishonim, why does the practices of the guy who's moving into my house make me lose my house? Meaning, so what? So he doesn't hang on to a shtar for more than 3 years. He moved into my house. Why should I lose? Just because he decided that he got comfortable enough that he was ready to throw out a shtar or to lose his shtar. So Rabbi Yonah writes that since more than 3 years, it's not normal to hold on to the shtar. The Chachamim therefore put the burden on the Marakama to make a macha'a. And that's the Takanas Chachamim. Since the psychological reality is that everybody knows that a guy's not going to hold on to the shtar for more than 3 years, so that's why they switched the burden of proof onto the Marakama to make them macha'a within the 3 years. The Ritva explains that if a person is machzik bekarka and he reaps the benefits of that karka, he takes the pears of that karka, and the Bailum knows about it and doesn't make a macha'a, really that right away should be a chazaka. It should be an immediate chazaka, because that's the rule by metaltalin, that being toe-faced in metaltalin is immediately a chazaka. But since the when it comes to karka and avadim, there's normally a shtar, there's a major reisa on the chazaka, which is, where is your shtar? Meaning, really, the chazaka happens immediately, but there's a major kasha on the chazaka immediately, that you claim you bought this field. Nobody buys a field without a shtar. Where's your shtar? So if he doesn't have a reasonable answer to that question, that upends his chazaka. But if he does have a reasonable answer to that question, so then it goes back to being just like a regular cheskas metaltalin, and therefore he does have a chazaka. And the Rashba points out that according to this idea that a person holds onto the shtar for 3 years and no more, it should be a chazaka even if he doesn't eat the peros of the karka. Meaning it's all about how long you hold onto the shtar. It has nothing to do with whether I'm eating the peros of the karka or not. So the Rashba writes, yeah, nevertheless, that's not the halacha. Only if you eat the peros of the karka is it considered a chazaka. And it could be, the Rashba says, because Rava was not really chozer from the previous svara, that it's also tali on the hakpada of the bailim. So, meaning it's a combination of these factors. It's partially due to the hakpada of the bailim, and partially due to the 3 years that a person would hang on to a shtar. So, that the bailim's not going to have that hakpada if you're not doing anything with this field, if you're not taking any of the profits or the benefits out of this field. So, Amalei Abaye challenges Rava, Elameata, if the whole thing is about the shmiras hashtar machah shalom b'fanav lo tavim macha'a. If the bailim were to make the macha'a not in front of the machzik, it should not be a valid macha'a damr lei, because the machzik could say to the bailim, to the original marakama, imachis ba'apai have mizdarna b'shtarai. Look, if I would have known that there were issues over here, I would have hung on to my shtar. So the fact that you made a macha'a by telling all your friends about it, but never telling me about it, that doesn't help. I need to be aware of it. So answer the gemara, damr lei, the marakama can say, what do you mean you didn't know about it? Chavra chavra islay, v'chavra de chavra chavra islay. I knew that if I would start hacking about this and telling everybody about this, word would get back to you, and I trust that it did get back to you. So you were well aware that I was making a little bit of a ruckus, and therefore you should have hung on to the shtar anyway. So that's the end of the sugya of where we get the cheskas gimel shanim from. Now that we know the makor of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Gemara goes into some of the details of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So, Chiddush of Rav Huna, Amr Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru, Husha Cholan Ritzufos. When we say that there's 3 years of Chazaka, that's three consecutive years. But if a person uses the year in the field in year one, and then in year three, and then in year four, but he skipped year two, that is not a valid Chazaka. So, Asamar Mike Mashmalan, what's the Chiddush of Rav Huna? Tanina, we already know this from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the Cheskas Abatim, that it's Cheskas on Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom. What do you think Miyom Liyom means? It obviously means consecutive. It means that you're not taking breaks in the middle. So says, no, that's not what Miyom Liyom means. Ma'od Tema, I would have thought Miyom Liyom Lafuke Mekutaos. Miyom Liyom means to exclude years that are not complete years, meaning not like a Sadebe Sabal, where 3 years that are not Shalim are going to work. Uliolam, and really, Afilum. If you have 3 full years, but not consecutive, one right after the other, I would have thought that still qualifies as Cheskas Gimel Shanim Yom Liyom, each of the years that you were machzik in it were full years. They were not shana mekutaos. So that's what I would have thought miyom liyom means. So kamash milan, that's why Rav Huna has to tell me that no, that even if you had 3 years that are not retzufos, that's also not, even though they were each full years, that's also not a valid chazaka. So I'm Rav Chama, umodi Rav Huna, ba'asre demovri bagi. Rav Huna is going to be moda that 3 years do not need to be consecutive in a place where the minig is that people only work their fields every other year. They give the year, they give the field a year to recuperate from the previous, using up of the nutrients in the field. So even though Rav Huna is, according to everyone, is without any cholek, the Gemara used the lash of modi Rav Huna because he's the only one that said it beferish. Meaning modi Rav Huna, you would normally expect to see he's modi to the chachamim who disagree. Over here, Rav Huna, there was no one who disagreed. Rav Huna just said he noted what seems to be the opinion of everybody that it needs to be retzufos. So the Gemara uses that terminology of modi Rav Huna. But bottom line is that Rav Huna, that this halacha of Rav Huna does not apply in a case where the field. Where it's normal not to work the field 3 consecutive years. Rashbam points out, and if the Ma'arer or the Marukama comes and says, look, I came within the 3 years, and I saw the field empty, and no one was there, so it was exactly the way I left it, so I didn't make a macha, the machzik could say, you still should have made a macha, because even though I didn't plant the field, there was plowing, what happens after the harvest, you could see that someone had been there, meaning there's always evidence that someone had been living there. So even if you claim that you came at some point during these past few years and you saw it was empty and that's why you didn't make a macha, still should have made a macha because you should have realized that someone was using it. So asking our pshita, what's the chiddush of Rav Chama? Of course, if you use the field the way people normally use the field in that place, so then that's going to be a chazaka. So lo tzricha dika demover vika delomover. No, the case is not that everybody gives their field a break every now and then. No, the case is that you live in a place where some people give their field a break and some people don't. V'hai gavra movra, and this person who was being machzik in this field gave the field a break. So mao detei. I might have thought to Amrlei, im isa didach havi yubaylech mizra, that the Mara Karma could say to the Machzik, if it was really your field, then you should have planted the field in order to establish your chazaka and not to leave it empty. So come for even for a little bit. So kamash malan. So that's why it's Rav Cham is telling me that the chazaka works because the Amrlei, the Machzik, can say to the Mara Karma that even though in other places in the city there are people who plant their fields without any breaks, and they planted every single year. But since the in this bika, in this immediate vicinity, there are fields that remain empty. So chadar b'kuli bagel lamatzin lintar. Normally the way it works is when you watch your field. So everyone, all the neighbors get together and they hire a neighborhood watch. But if all the other neighbors aren't planting their fields and they have nothing to watch, so I'm going to hire Shomrim, I'm going to have a whole security team just for my field, it's not worth it. So I'm going to conform to my immediate neighbors. Or he could say, look, I don't care that there are other people that plant every year. They're not smart farmers. I'm a smarter farmer. I want to make sure that my field is the greatest yield. And that's why I'm going to give it a break. Every now and then. And that's a reasonable taina in terms of how his chazaka could be developed. So now the Gemara says that are we sure that the Rav Huna is correct, that the chazaka needs to be ritzufos? Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, cheskas habatim, that you don't only get a chazaka on fields, you can get a chazaka on a house. Vabatim to be mami yadi, bilei lo yadi. When it comes to Edom that are made, that you live in a house, they may know that you were there during the daytime, but they're not going to know that you were living there during the nighttime. So it's always going to be mefuzar. It's never going to be a chazaka that's consecutive. And according to Rav Huna, the Ma'ara could say, well, if we didn't see you living there at night, so that's why I didn't make a macha. So why should it be a valid chazaka? So Rabbi man maser abatim. Rabbi says, well, who do you think the Edom are going to be anyway that you were living in the house? It's Shivvi. It's the neighbors anyway. Well, Shivvi made the yadi be mama b'leila. Melech, the neighbors will see you in daytime and nighttime. So they will be able to be made, and therefore it's considered to be a Cheskas Gimel Shanim Ratzufos. The Rashbam seems to say that Stam Edus is on the day and night, and you don't need that the Edim should be made that they see him at day and night. Meaning, the Edim just have to say, yeah, we were neighbors, and we saw that they were living there for the last 3 years. And they don't have to say explicitly, and I saw at day, and I saw at night. Stam, when you say someone's living in a house, it means day and night. Unless we ask him, you know, are you sure that you saw at night? So then they have to be able to say it. The Rashba writes that even the Eidus, you don't even need Eidus on night, that it was at every moment of the night, because that would also be impossible. The neighbors are not, unless they have real problems, they're not watching you every moment of every day. So it's just, you know, I would see you oftentimes that he would come home from work late, and he'd pull into the driveway at 11 o'clock at night. You don't have to be able to, and also at 2 in the morning, and also at 3 in the morning. I mean, you just have to know that broadly, that they were using it at day and night. That's how the Rashba writes. So anyway, so it says in where Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer about how you have Cheskas Habatim, if after all no one's going to know that you were there at night. Other people came and said, no, he bought this property as an investment property, and therefore he rented it out to us, right? That's how he paid the mortgage, by renting it out to us. So we were there. We lived there day and night. So that's how we know that he had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim day and night. Amalei Rav Yemel Ravashi, so Rav Yemel says back to Ravashi, that's going to be valid Eidus. Hani nogun beidusanein. Such people are nogea beidus. If you don't say that, I'm going to lose zilu avilei agar beis lahai. Because if they don't say that this guy that they were renting from was the real owner of the house, then the Marakam is going to say, you owe me rent. You were living in this house for all these years. You got to pay me the rent. So Amalei, so Ravashi said back to Rav Yemel that in a case where they finished the schirus, and they already paid the schirus to the machzik, and now they're coming to be made. Dayani d'shvili hachi d'ini. Dayanim who are not experts in din about being mekabel such an edus, and they think that the nogea be'edus will be done this way. So because milo askinam going to nikiti agarbesa. The case that we're talking about is when they're holding the rent in va'amri leman nesve, and they're saying, who do you want us to give this to? Here's what we know. We rented this house from this fellow, from Reuven. Do you want us to give Reuven the money? We're happy to give Shimon the money. Meaning they haven't yet paid the rent. That's the case. So they're not nogea be'edus. They're just trying to figure out who they owe the money to. So the Gemara discusses whether and when the Edim need to say beferish that they saw the machzik there for 3 years, yamim vilelos, a day and night. So Amar Zutra, he says, Mikra Din, the machzik doesn't have to bring Edim on every day and every night. They could just say that he saw that he lived in this house for 3 years. V'yitan v'amar, but if the Marakama comes with a taina, leisu treisadi la'asudile, didarbe tlashni b'yamama ubelele, tanase taina. But if he comes with a taina, he says, no, I want edos that you were there day and night, then it's a valentine, and then you're going to have to produce that edus. Umodi Marzutra, even though Marzutra holds that only if the Ma'arer makes such a taina to request edus for day and night, if he doesn't request that edus, you don't have to produce it. Marzutra will be moda berochna machzin bayaros. In the case where the Ma'arer travels for a living, he goes around to all these different cities to sell kishute nashim and things like that. So da afal gav to lo. That even if he doesn't make the taina to bring edus for day and night, we, the Beis Din, will make that taina on his behalf, because he goes away for long stretches of time. So it could be that someone was opportunistic and saw, oh, this guy's always traveling, I might as well go into his house. So Rochel is never going to know that people are being machzik in his house, and maybe that's why he didn't make a macha. So Beis Din is going to require the machzik to bring edim that he was there for 3 years day and night in order to not leave the Rochel at a disadvantage. Okay, so we had quoted the sheet of Rav Huna that you need Gimel Shanim Ritzufos. So says Gemara, you know there's an exception. Mod Rav Huna bechanvasa de machuza de limam avida lelele lo avida. In the food stores that are made only to be open during the day and not during the night, and someone came and developed a chazaka that even if the ma'ara comes with a taina that you are not machzik belaila and therefore it's not Ritzufos, Rav Huna is going to be moda that we reject such a taina, because these are stores that are meant to be closed at night, and therefore the fact that he was maxing it during the day is good enough. So now the Gemara brings a maisa about Ritzufos. Rami Bar Chama, Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Zavana hi Amsa Bade Adadi. They purchased a shivcha together as partners. So Marish Tamish Barishona, one of them used it for the first year, Shlishis V'chamishis, and then the third and fifth year, Umarish Tamish Bashni Revis V'shishis. And the other one used it in the even number years 2, 4, and 6. So Nafak Yeri Lavei, there was an era that came out in the shivcha by the Marakama, by the previous owner of the shivcha, where he said, I never sold the shivcha to you, it's mine. So Asu, so Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama came, Lekameh de Rava, to within Torah, in front of Rava. So Amalu, Rava said, my time of the Suachi, why did you do this to alternate years? The reason you chose to alternate years as opposed to anyone, one of you taking the shivcha for 3 years and then the other one for the next 3 years, is because you didn't want either one of you to develop a chazaka against the other one. So, I mean, you didn't want your partner to be able to say, oh, it's mine, and I had it for 3 years. So, well, great job. Just like you made sure that you don't have a chazaka against each other, you've also ensured that you have no chazaka against anyone else. So the Gemara says that velo amaran eldol kasavitra, that this din, that there's no chazaka, is only if they didn't write a shtar chalukah between them that was done al yidei edim, that we're going to alternate years. Aval kasavitra kol isle, but if they wrote a shtar that between them, then that would have a kol, and that the marakama, the previous owner of this shivcha, would have or should have been aware of that. So then the chazaka is actually going to work between the two of them, because the ma'arish should have made a macha'a within the three years, because you can't say that the reason that he wasn't mocha was because I saw that they were machzik, alternating one from the other, so I figured they were afraid to be machzik beritzifus, because there's a shtar in edim that are mochiach, that the fact that they're doing a bedilug is because that's how they decided to do their chalukah. So therefore, you should have made a macha'a. So now the Gemara discusses an incomplete chazaka. Amar Rava, achala kula. If a person is machzik 3 years by benefiting from the whole field, chutz mi beis rova, except for an area of a beis rova of the karka, where he doesn't plant, he doesn't work, he leaves that part empty. So kana kula, the chazaka is going to work to say that he was kona the entire field, chutz mi beis rova, except for that beis rova. Meaning, we don't say, look, he was machzik, not like the machzik inchi, he didn't use this field the way people normally use it, and therefore it's not a chazaka at all. No, it is a chazaka, but only on the part of the field that he actually used. The part of the field that he didn't use, he does not have a chazaka. So Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, v'lo amaran, this din, that he's not kona, that base rova, is only ele debar zriyahi. It's when that base rova is ro'oi for zriyah. So the ma'arer can say, look, I wasn't mocha on that base rova because you weren't using it. Had you been using it, I would have been mocha. Avalav bar zriyahi, then kanila agavara. But if that part of the field was lav bar zriyah, so then we assume you purchased the entire field, meaning you didn't make a macha'a, and I used the field as well as this field can be used. That base rova is simply not usable. So Maskeflar of Bibi Barabai, Rabbi Barabai asks on Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, you know, Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua is one that makes this chilik, whether it's a bar zriya or not a bar zriya. So he says, al me'ata, if the place that's not a bar zriya, it's not the derech to be machzik in it, in the normal way. So tsunma, if you have karka that's very rocky, that the whole karka is not bar zriya, b'me yikna, how can a person, we're using the term yikna, but we're really saying, how can you develop a chazaka of gimel shanim, which is a different type, meaning there is such a thing as a kinyan chazaka, but that's not what we're referring to. How do you develop a chazaka of gimel shanim? So ella ba okome ba chevasa umishtacha ba peri. The way to develop a chazaka of gimel shanim is by putting your animals there and spreading your peros there to dry. Meaning the way you would use a property that cannot be planted. So chanami over here also in this base rova ibayle lo kumi ba chevasa. He should have put some animals there. Inami mishtacha ba peri, or he should have put some peros there and through that, he'd be machzik. And since he didn't do that, his chazaka does not help on that base rova of the field, even agav, the other part of the field that he was machzik in the normal way. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with also other examples of chazaka that are not 100% complete. Okay, have a good day, everybody. Thank you very much.